Welcome back to Making Marriage Great on the Bushnell Project. My name is John Bushnell, father of eight. But in Making Marriage Great, it's about my marriage, right? So my wife and I have been married 34 plus years and eight children, now seven grandchildren, a couple more on the way. And we are at that stage in life where I feel we may have something to say to younger couples. And so that's why we do the podcast, or I do the podcast. And I hope that you're enjoying it. Sons, I hope that you're gaining from this and not just hearing the same thing over and over again. My sons sometimes say, well, Dad, it's just the same thing that we heard growing up. So maybe they'll have some questions that they can comment on or actually call their dad and say, hey, Dad, how about this, right? So you guys can leave comments. You can go to our website, bushnellproject.com. Leave comments there, questions you want me to address, or maybe just a topic that would be great. Every month, I try to bring you a book that I think is really a good book to invest in. And this month, the first one of the year, and today's first day I'm talking about it, is there is a book, a collection really of letters by John Piper that's called A Godward Life. And there's book one and book two by John Piper. It's just a collection of letters, so it makes them real short and on tons of topics. And one of the things I want to focus a lot on here in January is reading the Bible and prayer, the importance of prayer, the importance of reading the Bible. And here's on chapter 55 of book 2 of Godward Life by John Piper. He has a little article called Prayerfully Ransack the Bible. Prayerfully Ransack the Bible. I like it. And he's pondering the both and of prayer and study. And so this is John Piper, just quoting John Piper here in this letter he writes. In order to understand the Word of God and delight in the God of the Word and to be changed from the inside out, we must pray. From Psalms 119, verse 18, open my eyes that I may see wonderful things in your law. Piper continues, but when we pray for eyes to see, we must not shift our minds into neutral. Don't assume that the indispensability of prayer means the dispensability of focused thought on the Word of God. When you pray to see the glory of God, don't drift or coast mentally. This is a huge mistake that comes from Eastern spirituality, not the Bible. What then? Well, Piper continues to go pray and read. And he writes this, read the word, prayer. Read the word, what a privilege, and what an obligation, and what a potential for seeing God. Consider Ephesians chapter 3, verses 3 and 4. By revelation there was made known to me the mystery, as I wrote before in brief. By referring to this when you read, so now Piper's writing, by referring to this when you read, you can understand my insight into the mystery of Christ. When you read, God will that the greatest mysteries of life be revealed through reading. And then Piper continues to write, yes, Ephesians 1:18 shows the importance of prayer. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened. But praying cannot replace reading. Praying may turn reading into seeing. But if we don't read, we don't see. The Holy Spirit is sent to glorify Jesus, and the glory of Jesus is portrayed in the Word. So read. All right, so we need to pray and read. I often will tell people when they're getting ready to read God's word to pray. Just pray, Lord, this is your word. This is the ministry of your word to me. Lord, open my eyes, open my soul, feed my soul, and help me to renew my mind by reading your word. If you look at Romans 12, verses 1 and 2, the renewing of our mind, and that's really an aspect of prayer and reading God's word and worshiping God, and there's a worship in that. So husbands, to be involved with that and to grow in that and to grow in our love of God and therefore our love of our wives, learning to really, really cherish them as we cherish God's word, as we cherish our time of prayer, as we guard against other things. So, I'm easily turned towards some things like a computer game. Some of the computer games that my son might say, hey, Dad, check this out. And then I like it. And now hours have gone by wasted because I was on that computer game. So I understand it. I get it. And we've got to fight that. We've got to be in God's word. We've got to be in prayer. We've got to be the protectors of our families through prayer and reading God's word and the study of God's word, that we would not fall into some of the sin that people easily fall into. So I want to encourage you in that, guys. Have a great day. God bless you, and we'll talk to you soon.